For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valenti, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can find the time to explore the mind of a stripper.
And you can find the time to spend with your actual family.
Prime Time with Isaac and Sue.
Damn! What they on? All steroids and no carbs? They're the thick-ass kids.
This is Prime Time.
We're not like you. We're grown-ups.
Your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports. Here are Isaac Ropp and Jason Sakanik with Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
Hi, we're back. Isaac and Suk.
Hi, I'm a right balloon. Here. Bye.
Remember that drop? Mm-hmm. The great Mike Lynch?
Yeah.
Well, we've got Stockwatch coming up next. But first, the top 25 is out for the Associated Press.
Yes.
Preseason top 25.
Yeah. The Ducks. That matters.
Yeah, it doesn't, but it's kind of cool to see the Ducks in the top five.
Absolutely.
You know,
we had the coaches poll, and now we have this. The coach poll is what? Oregon was third?
Yeah, it's third. Mistaken? They're third here,
third
too.
Third both, yep.
Yeah, it's Georgia, Ohio State, Oregon in a stunning turn of events. It's cool. I mean, I think I caught a discrepancy in the Oregon press release on this, though.
You did?
Yeah, because they were saying that this is the first time that Oregon is open in the preseason top five. Since 2015.
Okay.
I believe that is actually 2014, because that was the year that Helfrich and Mariota went all the way to the championship game against Ohio State. That was 14. And That was the year that team was preseason top five. They had a lot of hype. And then the year after that, Mariota was gone and they were not.
They're fact checkers.
They were not top five. Right. Yeah, what's up with that, Ducks?
What's up with that?
Ooh-wee.
What's up with that? Yeah, they've got the ceiling 12-0 and the floor 9-3.
Who's they?
Well, that's like ESPN put out, you know, they did it. They this is what the AP rankings, and then they did a little synopsis on each one. So each team, they have the ceiling and they have the floor. Shocker, the ceiling for Georgia, Ohio State, and Oregon, and Texas, and Alabama are all 12-0. Now, Ole Miss, that comes in at 6, their ceiling 10-2. But they believe that the top five teams can all go 12-0.
If I gave you those top five teams right now, or the field.
I'll take the top five.
Yeah, you taking one of those five?
Well, college football is just really not a...
Yeah. You know. It's probably one of those five.
And I know with the expanded playoff, things can get a little wonky. But, you know, if you told me that I'm getting... Because it's not coming. The national champion is not coming from, you know, 39th. So basically what you're saying at that point is you're giving me...
Yeah, that's true.
Georgia, Ohio State, Oregon, Texas, and Bama, or you're giving me the next probably 10 to 12.
Can I retract the question?
Yeah.
That was a bad question.
Yeah. Now, if you say...
Because then the field is basically just Ole Miss, Notre Dame, Penn State, Michigan, Florida State, maybe an LSU.
Yeah, it's not even close.
And that's it.
Yeah. So the real one would be if I gave you like two. If you were to say you give me two teams that you could take, like if you could take Georgia and Oregon or Ohio State and Oregon or whatever versus the field, then that gets a little wonkier, and I think I would be more inclined to take the field, especially with a 12-team playoff. But, you know, there's a 95% chance that your national champion is going to be Georgia, Oregon, Ohio State, Texas, or Bama.
Okay, so I'll give you Georgia and Ohio State.
Yeah, I'll take that.
Or the field.
I think I'll take that. I'll take Georgia or Ohio State.
Damn it.
Yeah.
All right, I'll give you Georgia and Oregon.
I think I'd still take that.
Or
the field. If you gave me,
I'll give you Georgia or the field.
If you give me Georgia and one of the two best teams in the Big Ten, which is Ohio State or Oregon,
you'll take that.
I'll take that.
I'll give you Georgia and Kansas or the field. I mean, that's a no-brainer.
I'll probably pass on that. Like, okay, I'm a little less hesitant about another SEC team. Although, I mean, honestly, if you gave me Georgia because of the expanded playoff, Texas is going to be in there. Alabama is going to be in there. I mean, look, I just, that's not a bad bet either. If you just give me the top two SEC teams or the, and I guess you could say the same thing about the two Big Ten teams. And with no disrespect to Oregon, no disrespect to Ohio State, I'll just bet on the SEC. I think the best team last year in the country was probably Georgia. They just didn't get in. And Georgia's back. I don't think Alabama's going anywhere. They say Texas, this team is ridiculously loaded. I think from a talent standpoint, it's probably slightly better than what Oregon has. But, I mean, there's just those five teams are the best five teams in college football. One of them will win the national championship.
Some Oregon top 25 nuggies for you. I went back and looked here.
I like nuggies.
From their inaugural season in 1916 all the way to 2000. How many times was Oregon ranked in the preseason? That's an 84-year span, Jace.
Just ranked, period, in the preseason.
Correct.
I'll go like
84 years.
84. Give me like 35.
The answer is once.
Once?
Yep.
Once.
Preseason. One time.
Get right the hell out of town.
Not even kidding.
Oh, God.
Now, during that span, they made the top 25 during the season 21 times.
Okay, so a little closer.
But they finished in the top 25 during that 84-year span just four times.
Not great.
Not great.
Not great.
Now, from 2000 to 2023...
Yeah, okay. This is that now it becomes one of the, I think it's one of the 10 winningest programs in the country.
I mean, they've been pretty nasty. They've been ranked in the preseason 20 of 24 times if you count this year.
Yeah.
20 of 24 times, and they made the top 25 during that span every season.
Yeah.
And finished ranked 16 of the 23.
I just would have thought, I mean, top 25 at some point, I just would have thought, they weren't the worst program in the country. I would have thought they would have been there more than that.
Look, you may have to do some fact-checking on the idea that there may have been no preseason ranking back in 1970. I don't know. But if you go to the Oregon Football Index,
that's what they give you,
on Football Reference, you can see it lists... Yeah. Preseason ranking, highest ranking during the season, and their last ranking, the final ranking. And so it was pretty easy to put all this together.
Yeah.
But, so just one time, 1954, by the way, that the Ducks were ranked 18th in the preseason.
Well, I'll be damned. That's
isn't that crazy? And now they're top five.
Well, I was talking to someone, I was sitting around this weekend, was talking to some people who were big Coug fans. And of course, you know, anytime you're with Coug, beef fan, you got to talk about the Pac-2. And then Oregon comes up and they all hate Oregon.
And well, my.
It's the most unique. I mean, I've been watching football my whole life, right? 40 years I've been paying attention, been doing it professionally for 20. Been, you know, we played in it and, you know, I just can't think of another comp kind of like Oregon. They really are unique because it's not just a rich booster. It's a rich booster with the most successful marketing company in the world behind him and Nike and the resources and just everything that's been built and ahead of the curve and all that. It's unique. It's interesting to see. I understand why people hate it. I understand why the other people get bitter and angry, but just as an outsider, having grown up here and watched kind of the growth of this from where you were talking about where they were to now, it's been kind of fun. It's a hell of a ride, and I just don't think there's another thing quite like it in college football. And whether or not it ever leads to a national championship, I mean, who the hell knows? Those are really hard to come by. But you can't deny that the last 30 years of Oregon football, from where they were at to this, and it's not going anywhere. This is a sustainable program. It's going to be here for the foreseeable future. it's one of the really impressive accomplishments in college football.
I have two other top 25 Nuggies.
Mm-hmm.
One pertaining to Washington, your Huskies.
The Dogies.
They were not ranked this year. They got votes. They are just the second team since 1950 to be unranked in the preseason after finishing second the year before.
Was TCU the other?
No, Army, 1951.
Oh. Well, I think TCU did get like a 21 ranking or something last year.
I was going to say, I wonder if that's like back-to-back years.
Yeah, no, I remember they had a low 20s, or they had a 20s ranking when they played Colorado.
Not relating to this in any sort of way other than it's Washington, I saw this fun nugget. If the University of Washington was a country, it would have finished 16th in the medal count.
Yeah. You know what? I actually
What does that mean for Stanford then? My goodness.
Well, yeah, I think that's all of that coming up later in a fun little tidy segment we're going to call Olympics twisties.
Ooh.
Love the twisties.
But I did see that. There were a lot of Washington medals.
Yeah, I just thought of that. And I was kind of like, oh, I'll be damned.
And the last nugget is Florida. We know how hard their schedule is.
Yeah. Billy Napier is going to be fired in 3, 2, and 1.
But now looking at the rankings, their final five games, this is the Florida Gators. Mm-hmm. Their final five games this season, they will play number 1, number 4, number 13, number 6, and number 10. All in a row.
Oh my! Is that the hardest stretch ever?
I don't know, but I can't imagine one that was that rivaled that.
That's so bad.
Has a team ever played like the top five teams all in a row? I can't imagine they would ever line up that way.
You think Billy Napier is just sitting around being like, seriously, like this is how I lose my job? That's no fault of
his.
He's already having his agent craft up a why seriously. This schedule wasn't fair.
Seriously,
he's got him doing a cycle of roids. Down there.
They need to be doing more
bulk
than a,
up, boys.
They need to be doing more than a cycle. They need to be on, and not just roids, they need to be on that Olympic basketball program. Some HGH, some Tren, some low-grade horse tranquilizer, some EPO. Just get Bonds and Armstrong in a room, Conte, A-Rod, get them all. Let's go. Some of that Ben Johnson stuff.
All right, Stockwatch is next on The Fan.
It's primetime Stockwatch. What's all the hype? Are Isaac and Soup buying it or calling BS and unloading it fast?
Sounds to me like you guys are a couple of bookies.
Is the hype accurate or a bunch of hot gas? Before you buy or sell, listen close.
It's easy to grin when your ship comes in and you've got the stock market beat. But the man worthwhile is the man who can smile when his shorts are too tight in the seat.
Primetime Stockwatch is brought to you by 1-800-DIVORCE. When you need to take stock of your rights, 1-800-DIVORCE is on your side. Call 1-800-DIVORCE today.
All right, here is Ryan Buckley with what would be our second to last Stockwatch before football starts or college football starts.
That sounds about right.
Is that right?
Yeah.
This weekend, next week.
Let's go with that. Yeah,
and that's it.
Yeah.
But we will start in Paris with the men's basketball gold medal game.
Durant, back to Curry, dancing on Batum, over the double team. Oh! It's a golden dagger!
Night!
Curry, unconscious in the fourth. Davis with a rebound. Up ahead for Booker, exclamation point!
He's a bad boy! Night.
8 threes for Curry. He has sent the French crowd into a frenzy they will never forget.
Stephen Curry with a tremendous impact on the end of the Olympics, at least the final two games of that series. French McDonald's threatening to cancel curry sauce for their chicken tenders. The French play-by-play guys said that devil Curry did it to them again, breaking all kinds of hearts over there. But after watching him do this on the international stage, buy or sell, Stephen Curry is the most electrifying basketball player you have ever seen.
Ooh. No, it's still Michael Jordan for me. I love Steph Curry. Absolutely love him. There was nothing. Steph, as great as he is, we got to stop this. There was no assassin like Michael Jordan. There was no one. I mean, anything Steph did, I'm sorry. Stripping Karl Malone, going down, step back jumper, NBA Finals, FU. And I love Steph. He wasn't even the best player on his team.
Almost asked most iconic shot since Jordan against Utah.
You know, Kevin Durant was the best player on those teams that he was with. I mean, I love Steph. But come on.
I'm not saying better.
Yeah,
I'm not saying better.
Say better. That's
electrifying.
The thing.
Like the energy.
Jordan against the Lakers in 91 with the reverse layup. Jordan against the Cavaliers in the fist bump. There was nothing like a pissed off Michael Jordan. The threes against the three game, the six threes and the shrug. No one had a flair for the dramatic like Jordan. So as much as I love Steph Curry, you're just, this isn't even close.
Well, I actually buy it because this is a matter of opinion. The way you asked it is electrifying. And I even said this when we were having our little Steph Curry appreciation segment earlier. And by the way, there is a Seth Curry appreciation segment coming up soon.
So. Where's the Del Curry?
If you are waiting for that, we will have that. Again, in my lifetime, nobody gave me tighter sports pants in basketball than Steph Curry.
Yeah.
He is as thrilling as they come with his style, and some of it is his size. Mm. I think it's amazing what he does for his size. So for me, it was always Bo Jackson, certainly Tiger Woods, a little Barry Bonds, a little Barry Sanders, and Steph. And Steph. Jordan was obviously a better player. But he asked electrifying, and yes, I can't think of another basketball player that, at least to me, was as electrifying as Steph Curry. He was must-see TV, and some of that maybe was just because the Blazers always played them in the playoffs, you know? Or maybe some of it was just how the Warriors played and how the Warriors used him. But whatever it was, an absolute joy to watch Steph Curry. No question for me. I buy it.
Little cross-sport Olympic action here. Every time we get some big world athlete, it seems like others have to challenge him. Could a shark beat Michael Phelps? Could a horse beat Usain Bolt? Well, could a cheetah, a.k.a. Tyreek Hill, beat Noah Lyles, the fastest man in the world? Here's Tyreek.
Sprinter Noah Lyles. He said that Super Bowl champs should not consider themselves world champions. What do you think of that?
Noah Lyles can't say nothing after what just happened to him. You know what I'm saying? They didn't want to come out and pretend like he's sick. I feel like that's like horseradish. So for him to like do that and say that we're not world champions of like our sport says like come on, bro. Like just speak on what you know about. You know what I'm saying? And that's track.
Would you like to race him when he gets home?
I will beat Noah Lyles.
You think so?
I will beat Noah Lyles.
Like by a lot.
No, I wouldn't beat him by a lot, but I would beat Noah Lyles.
I'd like to see that happen. Whoa.
And guess what? When I beat him, I'm going to put on a COVID mask.
Oh, God.
And let him know I mean business. Because I do mean business.
Buy or sell that Tyreek.
Hold on. He's accusing him of faking COVID and calling that horseradish?
What it sounded like.
It does appear that he's calling out for being a sissy.
Does he know he won the gold in the 100?
I think he just is pointing out that he did not win the gold in the 200.
No. Good grief.
Buy or sell that Tyreek Hill would beat Noah Lyles in a race.
Stop it. Just stop.
Well, how far are we going?
Well, since he wasn't impressed with the 200, let's do that.
Stop.
Does
Tyreek Hill ran track in college, mind you.
Does Lyles have COVID?
Okay. Look, I think Noah Lyles could have like a respiratory, like he could get we're running the ad for the RSV whatever.
Mm-hmm.
He could have that and he would still beat him. I understand that Tyreek Hill ran track in college. You know what Tyreek Hill didn't do in college?
Go to the Olympics.
You know what he didn't do in college? Go to the Olympics and win a medal. You know what he didn't do in college? Go to the Olympics and win a gold medal. Can we please stop? Like. No, like Noah Lyles can't play any other sport, but no one can go. He's the best in the world at what he does. And there's nothing dumber than when some dumbass who doesn't even do that professionally is like, this is like when Jake Paul thinks he can beat Canelo Alvarez. No, you can't. Just because you decided to take something up for a couple years and you beat a bunch of washed up people that don't do that for a living. Yeah, you're fast on the football field. Dude, that's the best sprinter in the world. I don't even like Noah Lyles.
Literally the fastest man on the planet.
And he's a dumbass for saying that they're not world champions. Nobody else even plays football. I mean, for God's sakes, he's a moron. But he's a really fast moron, and he's my moron because he's my countryman. And I respect him. And no, he would dust Tyreek Hill, and it wouldn't even be close.
Well, I think we need to see this, don't we? Do we need to watch this
I would
race?
Like for once these to actually come together yeah. when these people challenge each other. Well, it almost never happens.
They do it in boxing.
Yeah.
Why don't they do it?
No, they don't do it in boxing.
Well, I mean, but you know what I mean. Like, Jake Paul can just become a boxer and fight whoever.
But no one...
Tyreek Hill should race... let's find out!
But he shouldn't, because no...
He should. I would love to see him get his ass.
No real boxer gives any of these dumbass YouTubers any sort of... like respect by allowing them to fight. I mean, I think Noah Lyles would do it because, again, it's a paycheck for him. And I think half the reason he runs his mouth is he's just trying to make a name for
just
himself.
Just generate attention, traction, whatever.
Generating attention. It's the Floyd Mayweather thing. But like, I'll look up Tyreek Hill's fastest time, and he probably ran a 10 something. You know,
but it ain't a 9.7.
No, it's not a 9.7. You could give Noah Lyles all the COVID and like a bout of the gout and maybe the runs, and he would still win because he's the fastest man in the world, and Tyreek Hill is not.
10.19 seconds, high school.
That was his high school?
He ran that, yeah. Okay. And then in the 200, he ran a 20.14.
And what is Noah Lyles running?
Well, in Hill's defense, at that time, it was sixth in the U.S., Tyreek Hill.
Okay. Sixth in the U.S. in high school.
And it would have, they say that that would have been fast enough to make the 2012 Olympic team.
So he's playing the I could have done it if I had wanted to.
That's what he's saying. And then his personal best in the 100 was 10.19.
Okay. So that's not even close.
Yeah. So 200, you're right. 200 is the better of his.
It was also supposed to be the better event for Lyles before the COVIDs.
Keeping his hands off his girlfriend is.
That's the toughest.
Not necessarily.
Toughest
or everyone else's girlfriends.
Yes. Yeah.
All right, let's move.
Kid off, and there you go.
Let's move over to baseball, where the Mariners were putting hurt to Sooks Mets yesterday. But the best story of the day came from a mic'd up Victor Robles.
So growing up, I was watching monkeys on TV, and I saw like how fun they doing jumping around, and I described myself. I looked monkey and I saw myself on monkeys. And I just said, sorry guys, I have to make the play.
Made the catch and threw a cannon back to the infield.
Hey, you gotta catch it!
Wait, so do you
a little bit too hard, sorry mate.
Do you have monkeys running around the house?
No, they have their own house.
And they just gave him a contract extension. Yeah, I'm sorry. Dude, that man is a treasure.
I mean,
that's fantastic.
So I couldn't decide whether to ask you whether the monkey origin story is the reason for the new contract, but instead I think I'll ask, buy or sell, the most impressive part of that clip was him apologizing to the announcers that he had to go make a play interrupting his monkey interview 100%. During a baseball game.
The middle of it, you can hear, oh, sorry, I gotta go make a play. Fantastic. Instantly now becomes, it was the dumper, but I'm sorry, he instantly becomes my favorite Seattle Mariner. Not only is he doing that, but he actually has a house with monkeys, or I guess he has his own monkey house.
So he does have
monkeys? He's got a monkey house. Okay. He built the monkeys their own house, which, again, absolute baller move. Just hopefully not chimps, because they'll rip your lips and genitals off. But hopefully like lovable, fun monkeys. Dude, that guy is a treasure. And at one point was like their top prospect.
Oh, are you waiting on me?
Oh, yeah. What, did you? Oh, buy or sell that the buy. That apologizing to the announcers was the best part of it.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Like Joey Votto used to be mic'd up. I love that baseball is a sport that you can play while talking to other people.
I also used to think that that was a really dumb bit, that like doing it while they're in the field, and maybe it still is, but if it gives us moments like that every now and again, I'm okay with it.
Well, you get a little glimpse into their personalities, which we never really get otherwise.
But also, I kind of feel like those interviews should never really upset or impact a play, and granted it didn't on that one. I know they don't do them late in the game, but that's it's kind of wild.
You just can't have the left tackle mic'd up during a play. You might be able to do it with like a safety perhaps, but not I mean, I just, you just hear a lot of
all the fan sound effects. What you'll hear,
it's all it would be.
And then finally, in Los Angeles today, they had an earthquake while ESPN was on the air.
Yeah, here, she shrugged it off.
Here's how Malika Andrews handled it. You're going to hear the end of Rebecca Lobo's comments into Malika's next question and the earthquake.
Home country in these Olympics.
And it was so much fun to see, particularly the crowd sort of getting behind as we have a bit of an earthquake here in Los Angeles. So we're just going to make sure that our studio lights, everything stays safe, everything's shaking. You good, Mylan? Everybody good? All right. Thank you so much for bearing with us through that. Our studio was shaking just a little bit. Tarsi, if you're still good in the studio and in the everyone's still good. All right. So this is what I want to show you now. Rebecca, I appreciate you just bearing with us here.
Yeah, shrugged it off.
Wow. Yeah, buy or sell that you guys would react the same in an earthquake in this studio, which is completely calm and once it's passed, just roll right on with the show.
That's a good question.
That is a good question. Now, I'm going to say for me, the answer is no.
I see Sook hiding under the table like a golden retriever.
Because I'll tell you right now, I assume that if an earthquake hits here, it's the big one. Like, we don't get, like, the earthquakes we get that you can feel are nothing. But if this place really starts shaking, I assume it's the big one. And I'll tell you right now, and I've said this many a time, F this microphone, I'm out of here. Where at that point, martial law has been declared. Every man for themselves, Buck. I will shove you down on my way out of the office.
If it's the big one,
yeah.
I think we would know. In this instance, it was a 4.4.
Yeah, that's nothing.
So we have to go apples to apples here.
Yeah.
It did visibly shake the cameras enough and and rocked the lights and stuff, but it wasn't the big one. Clearly,
right. So let's say that we got a 4.4.
Yeah.
But we could clearly feel it.
Yeah. I think we'd be okay.
I don't think we would do that well.
Yeah.
But I think, we wouldn't keep it going like that. We'd probably just lay out and be like, hey.
No way.
You feel that?
Ooh.
Are your balls jiggling?
Although I will say, I guess it's not in defense of me, against my character. I have only had one experience with a natural disaster, and that is the well-documented tornado warning that I got while driving through Tulsa. I did not handle it well. That was me cowering behind a JCPenney. So I'm not certain that I have the credibility to say that I would handle said earthquake calm, cool, and collected. I'd like to think that that I would keep it together, but that's a coin flip. I can't make any promises.
I think I'd stay on the air, but I'd probably do an impromptu break. I'd be like, hey, Buck, just play some ads.
Yeah.
Let's get our crap together and then we'll come back.
I just kind of...
Or leave.
Play some ads. Let's call the boss. See if we're getting out of here.
Yeah.
Oh, see, here's the thing. I'd probably have some fear pee, maybe going to the table. I think Rob would actively be like, so the show's over, right? Like, we get to go.
Yeah, we probably should go.
This is sports. This is stupid. What are we doing here? Let's get out of here.
Sook peed himself. Look, I can't work like this. We're going home. Go to national programming.
Maybe we'll see you tomorrow. We don't know.
All right. There is your Stock Watch each Monday, brought to you by Goldberg Jones. When it comes to divorce, custody, and child support issues, trust Goldberg Jones to help. Call 1-800-DIVORCE. Phone questions answered at no charge. In the news is next. Here's Buck.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, that's right. Primetime. That's what they call the show with Isaac and Sook. It is August. Oh, man. It's August 12th.
Yes.
2024. Time now for In the News. I'm your Notre Dame newsman. Hello. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. It is Baseball Fans Day.
Oh, well, go baseball fans.
Cool.
They're passionate.
We are. It is also World Elephant Day.
Nice.
Mm. You know my feelings on elephants.
You don't like elephants?
I like elephants.
That sounded a little...
No.
Overrated?
I like elephants. I just...
Overrated?
Oh, gosh. Yeah, I just... they're not in my top 10. Like, if I'm going through animals that I think totally kick ass.
Dude, the elephant's pretty kick ass.
Look, I got nothing against the elephant. There's cooler animals. Like, way cooler animals.
Not that many cooler animals.
I don't even know if they make my top 20, to be honest with you.
Big old trunk, real smart. Ears. Can squash you like a bug.
I can't really cuddle with it. They're not really, they stink.
Their babies are cute.
A little baby elephant, but, you know, baby anything's cute. Just in general, the elephant, I like it. It's
Man.
Baby birds are not cute.
That's true.
Baby birds?
Baby birds are ugly.
Sometimes they are.
No, baby birds are disgusting.
Elephant is a top five animal for me.
Top five, huh?
Yeah, for sure. That's a great animal. As a matter of fact, probably a little bit like LeBron James, maybe even underrated.
Oh, yeah. It's so far down my list. It's not particularly cute, you know.
I thought of you.
It's just big and badass. Like, no one messes with the elephant, which is pretty cool. But, you know, I rode one in Bali. That was kind of fun.
I washed one in Thailand at a preserve.
Yeah.
I thought of you when I saw this story. A man on Portland's Gateway Green Park bike trail was attacked by a suspect with a machete.
Whoa, hey.
I thought of you because you said you ride through the
homeless. I do. Through some of the homeless encampments, and it's a little shady.
Yeah.
Is it just me or machetes coming up way too often in local news stories?
Yeah, so
I
much.
I feel like the machete is kind of a go-to for
where are they all coming from? Like surplus stores
camper.
Or something? Like what?
I think, yeah, I don't know.
Are they just
like,
cheap?
In my life, I didn't know like I would encounter a lot of machetes, but it sure feels like that's becoming a thing.
They're in many a news story.
Yeah,
the man had to go to the hospital. He was attacked.
Yeah, I don't like that.
This was at broad daylight, 11:35 in the morning, between Northeast 92nd. And, it was right on the trail there. Gateway. So Northeast 92nd, Gateway Green Park. The suspect was a 37-year-old man by the name of Victor Peterson. He fled the scene. Witnesses and the victim, who had not been identified, provided a description, and police were able to find him. The machete was also seized, he has been booked.
Can we now put him away forever for attempted murder?
Forever, no. He is going to get some... I mean, they charged him with second-degree assault and unlawful use of a weapon.
That's it? Second-degree assault for attacking someone with a machete?
Correct.
Man, I just...
The man was seriously...
Shouldn't that be attempted murder?
That's kind of my thing. Dude, if you come at me with a machete, this is why, like I said, it's like I love riding my bike, but boy, there are areas you're riding through and you keep your head on a swivel. And I know, and I don't want to get that, oh, it's judgmental. You're damn right it's judgmental. When I walk through shady areas, I take nothing for granted. I don't let any of those people come anywhere near me. And yes, I said those people.
Was there a shooting at the Washington Square Mall, you ask?
Yes.
Over the weekend?
No, maybe.
Huh.
Perhaps.
Maybe is the correct answer.
Really?
Whoa,
actually,
there's an upset.
No, there was not. But for a while, maybe was the correct answer.
I would have thought Lloyd Center. If you would have said which mall, I would have gone Lloyd Center
shooting. Not Washington Square.
By the way, getting a lot of buzz right now that the machete is cheap and readily available at the Ace Hardware's and Harbor Freight's. $5 at a Harbor Freight. There you go.
$5 for a machete?
$5 for a machete.
What
maybe
a great
you need
deal.
To jack the prices up on those.
Yeah, maybe make them like cigarettes. We put like a shady tax. Like, I don't like the way you look. This machete now, $90.
Do I need a machete?
No. No, you don't.
Unless you want to make sure that the air or the area where you check your water is clear for the water guy.
That's what I'm thinking. Like, that whole area I could just hack through with a machete.
Or you could just take a nice weed trimmer and do that. Or
I don't have one.
You don't have a trimmer?
No, I don't. So if it's because I don't have grass. But if it's $5 for a machete or $112 for a weed trimmer, I'm buying the machete.
You like Indiana Jones? You don't need You don't need a machete.
Yes, I'm going to put on my Indiana Jones hat and go out there shirtless.
Do it with the fedora.
Well, that's, yes.
Okay, well, please take some photos.
I'm going to try to make social media, hacking through my weeds.
Hashtag content.
That's right. Despite social media posts to the contrary, there was no shooting inside Washington Square Mall on Sunday. Instead, what a lot of people heard at about 12:35, was an eventful Sunday around town.
That is an eventful Sunday.
What a lot of people heard was a disgruntled employee shattering a glass case inside a store.
Oh.
So when people heard that, they thought there were gunshots. People inside the mall did not know what the sound was. They reacted differently. Some people ran out of the mall. Some were inside stores and sheltered in place, and some hid in back storage areas.
This is also, like, when I now hear something that I think is gunfire, I do not understand the shelter in place. I start the run in distance.
Yeah.
Hey, totally. I think I heard the gunshot over there. So I'm going to run over here. I don't like that. Sit and wait if I get shot. If someone's getting me, they're getting me while running. My big ass is, I'm pulling a Noah Lyles. We're running. I'm not sheltering in place.
So this is worth corkscrewing back into the program here for those that are new to our show. But I've told the story many times. I was in Vegas the night of the Mike Tyson Evander Holyfield ear bite fight. And we happened to have a room at the MGM. That's where that fight took place. We did not go to the fight, but we were downstairs gaming. And once the fight, the crowd came out into the lobby.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it was wall-to-wall people, basically just pimps and hookers, and then us, yeah. Lily White golf guys.
All right.
And there were what sounded like gunshots. And of course, this is where the story, I've told you a million times, the place went nuts. We were army crawling behind a bank of slot machines thinking we were going to die. Everybody's racing to the elevators. It was Thunderdome.
Yeah.
Absolute Thunderdome. Tables were overturned. Chips were flying. It was nuts. What it turned out to be, they said, was, you know those, they used to have, I don't know if they still have them, but they have those stand-up ashtrays that are like
The big metal.
Yep. Somebody shoved a couple of those down and it hit the marble floor.
Yeah, I thought.
And and everybody thought that was gunshots. See? And all it took was one person to react and the whole slew of like 1,000 people went nuts.
I can't disagree because if I see people running and think I heard gunshots,
totally,
I'm with them.
I didn't hear a thing, but I saw everybody running, so I'm out.
Speaking of the elephants, I've seen enough of those nature documentaries that when an animal starts running, you know what all the other animals do? They run. They're like, I don't know why that thing's running, but I think it's probably for a good reason, so I'm going to run too.
It's very true.
100%. By the way, I did look it up, and right now on Harbor Freight Tools, to be fair, that's $5.99 for their 18-inch machete.
$6, huh?
And if you want a more of a quality one, right now at Ace Hardware, you can get the Gerber, because, you know, that's a quality company. That's going to run you $31.99 for a better quality machete.
Do you hate it when you see something that you bought and you find it cheaper somewhere else? Does that bother you?
Depends how much. If it's like $5, whatever. If it's like half the price, yeah.
And you have to understand, if you're buying the Gerber from Ace,
It's better.
Anything you buy at Harbor Freight, know that you're buying the cheapest thing from China known to me.
I have an example, though.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I did some very thorough shopping for this item that I want.
Yeah.
And I finally found the one I wanted, and it was on a website for a major U.S. retailer. And I almost ordered it, and they even gave me a 20% off coupon. That I
was feeling good.
Yeah, I was feeling good about it. Yeah. I was going to get it for $254 this item.
Tasty.
Because it was originally $317 or something. Okay, so then I'm like, well, wait a minute. I've never heard of this company that makes this. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go to their website
see
what they're... $213. So I was pissed off. Well, luckily I didn't.
You caught it.
Yeah, I caught it. So I went to the website of the actual manufacturer and got the same damn thing.
100%.
For $213.
Yeah, you do feel, because you know you're not going to.
I felt like kind of a moron, but I also felt great because I caught it.
Yeah, because once you do it, you'll never return the other one to get a better price. You're like, whatever. But yes, depending on what it is and the discount. Like, if it's $5, no. But if you're talking a $20 to $30 difference, I feel like an idiot. I'm like, I can't believe I didn't do that.
Yeah, we should.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why didn't I just do a couple of extra searches?
And don't even get me started on free shipping. You know how many times I've had something in the cart ready to go, and then I see tax and shipping? I'm like, yeah, I'm not doing
out.
This.
Yeah, adds to the cost.
I'm like, what? $9.99 shipping? Go to hell.
Well, we're spoiled by free shipping.
We are spoiled.
This thing is shipping to me for free.
Yeah.
And that, honestly...
I struggle to pay for shipping.
I'm with you.
I do.
I probably would have just been like, you know what?
I've canceled.
The other one was free shipping. I'm gonna pay more and not pay for your stupid shipping.
Canceled out many an order with the when I see the shipping. I don't like it.
Well, we don't pay too much attention to shootings until they occur at places we frequent.
Yeah.
That's next on The Fan. Yeah. All right, this is in the news for August 12, 2024. Only time for one more story. We're running late. As it were.
Damn machetes.
We have a shooting, and you know, a lot of times when we get shootings in the Portland news, we're like, you know, at a homeless camp or whatever, and we don't really count it.
Nope.
We don't really care. No. Which is sad, but it's true.
We had a guy a while back get murdered right off a division at a AM PM that I stop out leaving my buddy's house a lot at night. That one was kind of like, oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, shot in that parking lot. I'm like, dude, I'm in that parking lot a bunch on my way home.
Well, this is my point, is that we only care about shootings when they're at places that we frequent.
Exactly.
And this shooting made headlines because it was in Northwest Portland near McMenamin's Blue Moon Tavern.
Ah.
And we can't have that.
No. No.
Not there.
No.
Not up in here.
We draw a line.
21st and Gleason happened around 7:15. Left one person injured, and restaurant patrons were shaken to their core.
Yeah, I would think so. When we had, you're right. It is so funny how it only hits home. Like when Montage got shot up when it was still around.
Yeah,
I'm like, wait, I go to Montage.
Well, there was a guy shot at Silver Dollar. Was it Silver Dollar? Something pizza right there on right by. I think it's right by Blue Moon, but it was a pizza joint. On 21st.
Yeah.
Guy died a couple years ago.
Yeah, when that happens, then it's a little like...
Now we have to do something.
Because then you're like, well, I could
Wait a minute. I go there.
Now. It's my name.
Come on, Wheeler.
Come on, tear gas, Teddy. Let's get on this.
Yeah, a bunch of people ducked for cover in there saying they were hearing pop, pop, pop and a bunch of commotion outside.
No good.
Yes, it was heart pounding. But everyone in the restaurant lived and ate their... tots.
Yeah, ate their tots, spicy tots, and everything was good. You ever, I've never been close to a shooting.
A shooting?
No.
Neither have I.
And I don't need to be. I'm good. We're fine.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I don't think I have either.
No, I've never...
Except for that Vegas moment.
Yeah, the Vegas moment, which turned out not to be.
It was not a shooting.
I've never even been involved in a shooting panic. I was involved in a couple stabbings. Those happened around me, but...
Yeah, but that's a...
No one ever panics.
Tuesday in your world.
Yeah, no one ever panics during the stabbing.
I'm pretty sure Hall and Oates met each other during a shooting.
Really?
Yeah, they were fleeing a party where there was a shooting in Philly, and they, met on the elevator, and then they became
they
Hall
and
Oates.
Yeah, now they're back.
Now they
want to
shoot each other.
Yeah, stabbings are kind of underwhelming.
Yeah.
You know, because sometimes you don't even see them.
Yeah.
And then you don't really even know somebody's suffering from a stab wound, you know, sometimes.
I was in Detroit a number of years ago and walking around the entertainment district, and my man was, they were having some sort of, ball-esque event, party, and my man was wearing, an all-white suit, and he was just, sitting on the curb, kind of laying down, and just was bleeding like you wouldn't believe, and no one cared. They're like, ambulance is coming, and he's just laying there, just pouring blood everywhere, and I was like, no one's gonna... Like in Detroit, man. I'm guessing if that's a shooting, then that's a better reaction. But the stabbing, no one gave two S's.
What'd you do?
I'm not going to lie. I kind of kept walking. I mean,
well, there you go.
Everyone else kept like.
Well, that you're part of the problem.
Well, they said.
Help them out.
They said the. What am I supposed to do? They said the ambulance.
Put a tourniquet on him.
That was his belly.
Right?
Yeah, well, how do you tourniquet a belly?
You go all the way around the torso.
I just kept walking. I did stop for a minute and be like,
do you tourniquet a belly?
I guess maybe if you... Yeah.
No, I think that's one of... I think torso, you just apply pressure. A limb, you tourniquet.
I'm not going to lie. It was a lot of blood, and I was...
You don't want to be touching somebody else's blood.
This lady was there, and I don't know.
Yeah, Suk didn't want to get involved. I understand that.
I did not want to get involved. I was a guest.
This is rare for you.
I was a guest in that city. I didn't know why he got stabbed. I just was like, I was.
Yeah, maybe he deserved it.
I don't know, man. I was on my way to a different place, and you know what I'm saying? It's like the only real holy crap that happened. Although I didn't see that, I just saw the aftermath of the stabbing. But,
yeah. That's in the news. Aug 12, 2024. Coming up next, we've got the hot 5 at 5. We've got a trade request in the NFL, a dum dum from the Red Sox, and the AP preseason top 25 is out. That's next on The Fan.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.